This is goodbye to the woman many in Germany have called Mutti or Mother. And welcome to the man who has the tough task of filling her shoes.
Ich schwöre, dass ich meine
Olaf Scholz swore to fulfill his task as Chancellor after his appointment was rubber-stamped by MPs. Now the so-called traffic light coalition of Social Democrats, Liberals and Greens can get to work.
Ich freue mich auf die neue Aufgabe.
I'm looking forward to the new job. I'm looking forward to everyone working here, and today marks a good start for our country.
In Scholz's hometown, Hamburg, Bechet Algan celebrates this special day with a discount for an Olaf Scholz haircut. A little joke from the barber, who happens to be an old friend. They met each other when both were working for the SPD, the Social Democratic Party.
It's a special day because my good comrade, my very sensible comrade, will be in a powerful position as Chancellor, and I will keep my fingers crossed.
Die Macht und dann wird Bundeskanzler, deswegen drücke ich die Daumen.
I can't even explain how special this day is for me.
Scholz will lead a three-party government with the Greens and the Liberal FDP, a novelty in Germany. The coalition has announced an ambitious 177-page deal that should modernize Germany by speeding up the energy transition and improve welfare provision. But it's the deadly fourth wave of the COVID pandemic that will need all his attention first.
We need to be able to make the decisions fast. And that also means he has to lead the coalition and not go into endless debates and compromises.
With half of his cabinet posts given to women, Scholz wants to show he is serious about change. His foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock of the Greens, has announced a tougher stance on Russia and China. But some wonder if Scholz has what it takes to lead internationally.
I think his lack of charisma is a weakness. His advisors keep telling us that this is going to be a strong chancellor that can bring people together, and that behind the scenes he is the person that can do that. But certainly he hasn't shown that he can convey and can bring people behind him.
Germany will find out soon enough, because the country takes over the G7 presidency in January. An important moment for Scholz to convince those who still have doubts. All eyes are now on this man. Olaf Scholz has promised a new era for Europe's largest economy. But with Germany in the grip of the COVID-19 pandemic and tensions at Europe's borders, his term is off to a challenging start. A new dawn for Germany. Angela Merkel will watch it all from the sidelines. It might take a while until Germany will get used to that. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, Berlin.